Is this Mr. Gentile?
Gentile.
Gentile, I'm sorry. Gentile, and your doctor or your daughter, Victoria? Excellent. Is everybody online with the 1 o'clock? I'll call us back to order from recess then. Mr. Gentile, if you would like to join us or end. I want to call your daughter a second time. Well, if you want. Or if you want to sit right there, whatever you want to do. We have, and they have put your information on the board, plus anything else that you have sent will be there as well. And we have that in front of us on computer form so we can scroll back and forth and look at what you're going to be addressing.
Okay.
And if you would like to begin, we're certainly ready to listen.
Okay, great. We purchased our home in December of last year. I guess according to the appraisal, it looks like I think we closed in January. But the appraisal was done late December. At $365,000, the appraiser appraised the home at. We purchased it through the builder had built the home in 2006. It sat unoccupied for about 4 or 5 years before they were able to sell it. The last 2 years before we purchased it, the builder turned all the utilities off because he didn't want to keep paying on them, and he stopped paying the property taxes. He stopped paying the HOA fees. So by the time we came into the picture, we knew that back taxes and fees were about $10,000. The HOA fees and penalties were about $2,000.
So there's that homeowners association? Is that?
Yeah. There's okay. An HOA. This is at the Branson Creek subdivision, the golf course in Hollister. So when we came to the investors, the builder turned it back in. He couldn't afford to keep paying, and he tried to sell it. He couldn't sell it. I talked with the builder at one time, and he wanted me to offer, say, $330 for it. I kind of thought that was still a little more than I really wanted to go, so I didn't take him up on it. And he ended up, it went to a foreclosure. We came to the courthouse to see just what it was going to go for, because we'd done others, and the banks usually will offer what they owe on the books for it to take it back and then try and sell it. So he, the group of investors, offered $290. We could have offered $290 and a penny, and it had been ours, but I thought, I still think that's, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. So we didn't. We just said, okay. We then contacted the investors. They were out of Texas. And before they had listed the property, we made them an offer. And our offer was $258, plus we would pay all taxes, all fees, all penalties, whatever else was owed on the property, which came out to about $270. So I viewed that I'm paying $270 for the home. At first, I think actually my first offer was about $250. We kind of haggled. They finally said, if you offer $260 and pay everything, we'll accept that. I said, how about $258? They said, okay. So we ended up paying a $258. And like I said, about $12,000 worth of other fees and penalties. So I was out $270. We then had it appraised. You know, and like I said, the appraisal came through at $365. We're at the minimum, of course, I think you've got us at $460-something for tax purposes. Much higher. And even the land at $120, I guess. We talked to the people at sale lots at Branson Creek, and they said, well, I don't know where they came up with 120, but we've never even sold a lot for $120,000 here. Right now, there are some lots for sale, even on our street, that are ranging anywhere that have no view for $34,500 with a view up to about $80,000, maybe $90,000. Our lot, and we brought some pictures, we have no view, yet we're a couple lots away from where some people do have a view. So I'm thinking, okay, if I would even split the difference, I would say if I had no house here, I'd sell my lot for $50,000.
Did you want to see our pictures?
Do you guys want to see the pictures of the property and the lot itself? Do you need to, just to kind of see where we're sitting at?
Do we have pictures on file here, guys?
Yes.
A picture of the home here? I'd be delighted to look at it.
Sure. But that is a lot that is across the street and two lots away with no view at all. They're trying to sell it for $34.5 million, and they can't sell it. That one is where you first turn onto the street, where the Oak Knoll sign is on the right-hand side. That lot kind of has a view once they remove the trees and stick a house there, and they only want $45 million for that one. That's probably got more of a view than I have. Woodhaven Circle is a property that we looked at, that one and the one across the street. This house is pretty comparable to mine, both in square footage. This one far exceeds mine for a view, because off that porch they've got the wide open view, and they are down to $294.5 million now for that home, and I would call that the closest comp in my subdivision. They're calling theirs a three-bed. Our home, they called a four-bedroom. It's not really, because one of the rooms that they're calling a bedroom has no closet or anything. Now, I don't know if you have to have a closet to have a bedroom. It's just an upstairs room above the garage. Well, they're classifying it as a bedroom. So we could technically be categorized in a three-bedroom category, which is like that lot.
You said you did have an appraisal done on this?
Yes. The appraisal was done when we purchased for $365,000.
Did you bring
I actually had to talk them into, yeah, we brought it in, you may have it.
Do you have any
questions? Just if they brought a copy of the appraisal.
Yeah, and we actually, I think we sent in a copy of it. I think
we gave Jim a copy of it here back in the spring, around February, after we purchased home, January, February. Yeah. And then we sent in.
Then we faxed it in again about a week or two ago for this meeting. So it should be somewhere in your records. I mean, this is our original copy. But
James, you got it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thumbing through here. And make a recommendation to set the value of their home at $365,000.
And one of the comps was our neighbor.
I'm going to
use as a comp.
We'll
the assessor just made a recommendation. Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
He made a recommendation to set the value of your home at the $365,000, which is what the appraisal came in at.
Okay.
That includes the land, right? Everything. Total?
And I'd like for a motion to be based on the appraisal, too.
Sure. Are you satisfied with that?
I'm acceptable.
Okay. Then I'm going to move that we set the value of this property to the appraisal price of $365,000 on BOE appeal number 0229.
Second.
Just a point of discussion, sir.
Yes.
James, is that motion all right with you? I referenced the appraisal on there. Is that
yes.
All right? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion has been made and seconded to reduce the value of the property on BOE parcel number 0029 per recommendation of the county assessor as per appraisal that's been provided to the amount of $365,000 even. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Did you want to keep those pictures for your record?
They're here.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Do something with that microphone.
I was looking at the shots. I don't see any deer.
I thought you keep them.
I can't get a microphone for...
Thank you very much.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentilly? Gentilly. I bet I'm not the first that's mispronounced that.
Gentile.
Gentilly. Thank you all very much.
I'm just going to turn these guys, all right, just leave this on and see this unplugged.
Sure.
Thanks. Note to board.
Yes, sir.
True reflection of sales price is always not the market value of a home.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to see another one right now. So when we made those sales prices, the value, that's something we need to take into consideration when an appraisal is not done. Just a note.
Jesse, is it Fosnaw?
That's correct.
Would Would you like to come up to the podium, sir? Give me just a minute to get you up on my computer screen here. As I'm scrolling up, James, this is at Emery Creek?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, we are ready when you are.
All right. Hello and greetings to the board. This is my first time actually ever doing something like this. I moved to the area in 2008 and bought a house in September of 2009. And that is lot 19, or 326 Southview Drive. I kind of might have got carried away here with the exhibits. But basically what I'm trying to illustrate is that we'll first go to the current assessed value of my home as it stands right now with the county. It says, and that's Exhibit A, but it says I have $220,000 of improvements and $38,000 of land, giving my house an assessed value of $261,000. I firmly believe that to be an inflated value. I also realize that given Missouri state law that you cannot consider foreclosures in valuing homes. But that is why I managed to find non-foreclosure properties sold within the last year that are nowhere near that price in my neighborhood. All of the houses are cookie cutter pretty much generally in that neighborhood and have since dropped drastically, whether by foreclosure or not. So then, if you guys see in this letter, I have three basic arguments. First and foremost is in the appraisal, Exhibit B, page 4, which may be page 4, but it says the assessed value of my home. This was done in August of 2009.
Hold on just a minute. Okay. Do you have the appraisal, James?
Like page 1, I believe.
Okay, scroll down to page 4 on that.
I don't have that.
There you go. No, it's not it. It's just recently done.
Yep, right there. The opinion of value at the bottom of the screen there is $203,900.
And you bought it for $177?
I bought it for $177. Which was already, this was in 2009, the appraised value of the home. So you can already see we're significantly behind the curve of what the valuation of the house was even in 2009. 2 years later, in the market that we're in, that value has since gone down. I'd be at a fighting chance today to get that house sold for that value, which you may understand.
James, what are you thinking?
The only problem I have with this house, and I've talked before about this house, is on the appraisal, the gentleman that did the appraisal used three foreclosure homes on page 2. And my discussion of the house, I said I sure would have liked to see one true arm's length transaction, and it didn't occur on the appraisal when I checked the deeds. The other problem I have, if you turn to page 3 of 6, the cost approach to value, as determined by this same appraiser, was $391,000. And I think that's on page 3 of 6. Then, to break the house down using the foreclosure sales to a value of
You can continue scrolling down there, Chris. There you go.
See right there, the indicated value of the cost approach, $391,055. And I think that's where the assessor office started, somewhere less than that on the cost approach.
Which is probable. I mean, that is probable. I do believe that to be possible also. I mean, and I know that has to be taken into consideration when I'm talking about here. What I'm saying is no house out there currently by foreclosure or not foreclosure, in a volatile market, the non-foreclosure would make sense, that you can't include foreclosures in an assessment of value, but that is not the market we're in. Regardless, that's one point, that's one argument. The second argument I have, so even if you take that out of the picture and you say, okay, he compared that off foreclosures, Recent non-foreclosure properties of comparable size have not sold near the $200,000 mark. In Exhibit D, you'll see 215 Southview Drive. And that was sold on September of 2009, the same time my house was. Had an adjusted area of 3,000 square foot. My house is roughly 4,300 square foot adjusted. The current tax rate for that same property, which is only 10,000 square feet less, is $10,000 less in the tax rate. It's $39,930. That's significantly less. That is not appropriate. I don't think the calculation was done properly. You know, and then that a similar property, which I'll illustrate, the same one in Argument 3, on October 26th, with a comparable square footage, it's being taxed. It's taxed even less, and it sold for $18,000 more than my property. And you can see that there. I mean, it's just it's not matching up. It's not accurate. I don't know exactly what the accurate number is, but I can tell you it's less than $215,000 is what it should be. Because I'm not going to today, if I were to sell that property, get it together.
Sure. Could you scroll back to the appraisal down to the sales comparison? Maybe scroll up. Right there.
If you look at the top, those homes, all three were foreclosure homes in Emery Creek. And I don't argue the way that he's come up with his values. My point to the board is the big discrepancy between the cost approach versus the foreclosure market. And that's my only argument. Because okay. We got a neighborhood beside yours.
There's plenty of foreclosure signs up there, and I had to do my diligence to find the ones that were not.
CJ, and are you saying the value is how they got to the value you're that's in question, but are you saying the value is?
I would entertain a motion to set this house somewhere around the 225 mark is where I'm looking at on the value of this home. Taking other homes in the area, but not. And I do confess, Emery Creek has major issues. There's no doubt about it. They're still nice homes, you know.
I would almost feel better setting it at the 203, where the appraisal came in.
The 203?
Is that your motion?
You have a motion? Go ahead. All right, I'll do the motion. I'll move that we set the value of VOE appeal number 0047 to the appraised price of
$203,900.
$203,900? Uh-huh.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to set the appraised value of this piece of property at $203,900. Is that right?
That's correct.
Discussion. James, what was your recommendation?
The $225,000, but no. The appraisal has been done, and like I say, the only thing I argue about the whole thing.
But your argument was the appraisal was done on three foreclosures, not on three at arm's length transaction.
Right, which influences the cost approach way more heavily than if it had three arm's length transactions. It's building that house, brand new house, and I will have to say some of those houses in Emery Creek are built pretty good. There's other problems out there, but that's building that house for $84 a square foot, and that is cutting it to the quick. I mean, we're looking at Class D homes in Taney County being built for $84 and $85 a square foot, and this house is a little better than a Class D.
Danny, Nathan?
I think from BOE workshop said appraisal.
There's a
lot of appraisal, so I can't argue with the certified, the guy who's put a stamp on it.
I've been waiting a really long time to come to this board if it's worth anything. Just to say, just to have this opportunity today. too. I know a lot of people out there, I believe in taxes. I believe you guys have a tough job to do, but I've been waiting a long time to just have this conversation, so
and
I would be happy.
Also, fair market value is determined. Part of those foreclosures draw down the value of everything out there. So I'm going to vote yes to change it.
Any comments at all?
No, just call for a vote.
All those in favor? Well, let me restate the motion. A motion has been made to lower the value of BOE parcel number 0047. Give me the amount again, Jim.
203,900.
203,900.
It's matching the appraisal.
Which is in line with the appraisal that was offered.
May I clarify something?
In just a second.
Sorry.
Got that, Donna?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Would that be the valuation of the land plus the home improvements? Are we?
It's the total value.
It's total value.
I just want to be, thank you. That's my question.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You were thinking for a minute that'd be like buying a car and they get charged for the motor.
Exactly. You want wheels with that? I appreciate a lot. Let's hope they'll go back up though.
I'm sorry.
203,900.
All right.
Thank you again. Mm-hmm.
Per appraisal. Do we have someone here representing Wendy's Motel?
Brain dead, so I'm going to let her talk for me.
You're welcome to sit on this front row if you like.
We can move the microphone right there.
And we can bring a microphone to you.
She's much more elegant at speaking than I am.
So I'm not assuming it's Wendy Jr.?
No. she's a little bit smarter than her mother.
Okay, we are here for two properties. It is the Windsor Inn and Greenbrier Inn. They are both under Wendy's Motel LLC. Basically, according to most realtors that we've spoken to, the properties are assessed for far over what we could actually sell them for. For the past several years, beginning in 2008, our revenues have declined significantly, and there's actually a time.
Is there a particular which form you want her to go to while she's slipping through?
Which
those?
Part? I mean, are both okay. parcels in here?
Yeah. Well, what? Yeah. And what we've done is I've tried to combine the evidence so that you can see it side by side, and we can do them at once, or we can do the property separately if you wish. Okay. This is basically, let me get my sheet out. And
hold
I can
on
kind
just
of show
a second.
You.
Do we have two in our system?
We have one in our system
okay,
that I'm showing.
That's what I'm showing.
But we got both parcels.
Can we have.
Wait, hold on. That's a good question.
I only show one parcel. How many parcels did you guys show?
I have two.
Thank you.
Is this two hotels?
James, you didn't combine them, did you?
No, you didn't combine them. I think what happened is when she sent in the information, she was doing it for both of them, but somehow she sent two copies. We just spoke to them in the county clerk's office, and they said that we could do them both together. And we filled out the information for it. Maybe it just didn't get...
Well, let me ask a question, mm-hmm. because it says under improvements, you have some that are listed 1.1 and so forth, and then you drop down to a second motel that says 2.1.
Our document shows it's not Greenbrier. It's the other one.
It shows the Windsor?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the data that we've got submitted is the Windsor. So let's start.
Can we start there? Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
Okay. So if you look here, you can see the Windsor. This first column, this is January and June of this year. And then this is the last year. And then you have 2010 compared to 2009. And down here, this is for the first 6 months of
this year compared to 2008. So you can see that there has been a significant drop in revenue, which substantially affects the value of the property if we were going to try to sell it. What I would move to do, because the values are so low that I don't think that if we tried to sell the Windsor, I mean, according to Realtor, it would be worth about $1.1 million. That's compared to the purchase price of $1.4 million in 2005.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying the Windsor, that's okay. I see the green, we have a piece of paper on Greenbrier, but you're saying the Windsor, you're asking for 1.1.
Right. That's okay. According to a realtor, that's what we could sell it for. And that's based off of taking the last year's income, dividing it by the number of rooms, and multiplying that number by four. And two separate realtors that we've spoken to have said that's how you would calculate that. Right now, from the sheet that I just printed off, it's actually the total value is $1.7 million is what we're being taxed on.
How many rooms do you have at the Windsor?
121.
How many?
121?
Mm-hmm.
And your comment was it was purchased in 2005 for 1.4?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have had this property listed through Murney and Associates, and it's been about a year, and we have had absolutely no response.
What is it listed for?
I believe it's the 1.4 is what he listed at. Yeah.
Okay. In 2005 you purchased, or 2004 you said?
2005.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just making notes here. I know numbers you've said, James, is what, 10 to 11,000 per room is about the lowest you've seen anything in Branson. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's bringing that one in down
to 9,000
a unit. And I apologize for being at a loss right now. Where does the Windsor actually sit?
It is across from, do you want the address or do you want landmark?
No, visual.
Okay. It is about four doors west of Whitewater. It sits directly across from track number 5. It has, it's the large,
okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Wouldn't
you're
go across
track. On the Stafford's, the Dutton's.
Yes. Yes. We're just a little bit west of that towards Shepherd of the Hills Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
There's also pictures there that you can click on when you're.
Now, is that the Queen Anne right beside you?
Oh, no, this is not
the old Queen Anne.
No, I believe that. You mean to the left there? That's,
yeah.
That was the old Fiddler's, which is now a vacant lot.
Okay, and
is this
the next
right
one,
here,
the long, narrow one?
The middle one there. Yep, that's the Windsor.
That's the other one.
That's the other one. All
right. That's Greenbrier.
No, that building is no longer there.
Yeah, they've donated that one.
Isn't that electric zip line? That's the old Bart Rocket Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now where's your theater? Where's your hotel compared to that? Two down.
Yes.
Okay, I know where you're at now.
Yeah.
White Larcher Drive, okay.
Didn't, now, wasn't you here in 2009?
We came in 2008.
In 2008, okay.
We've been here a couple times.
Right. Okay. What's $10,000?
$1.21 million.
$1 million. I'd recommend make a recommendation to go to the 10,000 unit at 1.1.
Okay. I'm going to move. Tell me now, wait just a minute. Is that going to be 1.210?
Yes. The question is, which BOE number is that, Donna?
It's 0.005.
005?
That's the parcel.
Okay. We're going to, because of this, is because we got two, I'm going to use the parcel number.
Just so it's going to be...
We only have one BOE number in there.
Okay, so let's use a partial number.
Okay.
When you go back and you put this in, are you going to give it a BOE number?
Mm-hmm.
You want to just make it B, and the first one would be A?
I don't think this will...
Can't do it that way? Jim, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to move that we set the value of parcel number ending in 030.005 to $10,000 per room, equaling $1,210,000, as recommended by the assessor.
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded to reduce the value of this property, 030.005, to $10,000 per room assessment, which brings a value of $1,210,000 as per recommendation of the county assessor. Motion has been made and seconded. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Let's move to the next parcel, okay, if that would be all right.
That parcel's going to end in...
Now, that's the one that we have in front of us, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the Greenbrier.
How many units you got?
105.
What do you ask for?
I think that we also did the purchase price, which was $870,000, and that was in 2005 also.
Is it beside the other one?
Yes, they sit side by side.
James, can we do the same?
What room? Don't want it.
Are you looking at these, the picture of this one?
Can you scroll down a little bit, Christy? What's the number?
Where'd you get this, right?
Got 115 down.
What is that?
The other one's a stick, one's a stick, one's a pre-structure.
This is the one next to you that had torn down. This is the vacancy.
This is not torn down.
No, the one next to it. The old hotel that was next to it,
uh-huh,
was torn down as a vacant lot.
It was.
Next to the Windsor it was.
Okay.
And this is on the other side.
This one sits between the Windsor and the Palms Inn.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many units?
And Jim, this is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have three buildings there. One of them I haven't opened this year.
Well, we're considerably over the 10 per unit, right?
We're actually less than 10 right now.
No, let's see that. Let's see that PRC again.
We're at 1.1 right now, and there's only 105 rooms.
I'm looking at the wrong thing, though.
I'd make a recommendation for consistency, guys, to say at 1,050,000. I'm sorry, but that's what it would calculate out at.
Can't be.
What is the age of this unit versus the other unit?
This one is about 10 years older than the other one. And if you look at, like, financially, it has taken a much harder hit than the Windsor has.
And you paid how much for this?
$870.
And that was in 2005?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look at that sheet, it is.
And it's 10 years older than the other unit.
Mm-hmm.
Its construction is.
Wait a second. One of them is a priest. One of them is a stick-built motel. The first one we looked at. This one is a priest, isn't it?
The first one is precast. It's all concrete. This one is block. It was built in '83, and it's built out of blocks.
This one's block. I knew one of the difference. I wired one of those, and I couldn't remember what
it
was.
The Greenbrier was built in '83, and that building is. It's concrete on the outside, but it's frame on the inside.
What was your gross income last year on?
Well, we were looking at it here. Where's the other?
For 2010, $163,527.
And then, after your expenses, what we come up with?
Christy, show me the valuation.
Let me see.
Something's wrong with the photos here. We're looking at two different motels.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
The way that we do our books, they're combined. And so the combined income last year was $16,506, and that's before any payments made to the previous owner of the building.
But you had your interest payments in it.
No, we didn't have any money to pay at all last year. I tried to give it back to the owner, and he wouldn't take it.
What's the parcel number on this, so I can have the right parcel number?
Is it got? Is it got two buildings?
Yeah, there's two different buildings.
It actually has three buildings.
Okay.
And then there's a very small unit in the very back.
That's the reason. That's the reason I was looking at different.
There they are.
Yeah.
There's like 63 rooms in the first building, 40 in the second, yeah. And 40 in the third. At this point, I have not even opened the 40-unit building because it's just too slow and the demand on the electric and everything is too much, so I've kept it closed.
That's what had me confused.
So you've kept it closed?
I've got it closed right now. I haven't.
Well, that would make a difference.
I'm hoping that we pick up enough that I can open it, but I just, we're not, I mean, we're running maybe some days 10, 20 rooms over there, so there's no sense in having two buildings, you know, both buildings open.
Have you had a consideration of making it residential?
You know, at the end of the year, all we're doing is there's no money left for anything. Everything has gone out to electric and water and payroll and taxes. And financially, it's draining us. But, you know, I tried to return it to the owner last year when I couldn't make payment. And he said he couldn't run it as cheaply as me because I work a lot of hours. And he, you know, he just told me to hang on to it, try to keep, you know, keep it up as much as I can until we could sell it.
Now, when you say residential, do you mean like weekly rentals? We try to stay away from that because if you notice, as soon as a motel starts renting like that, then they're usually the first to go.
Yeah.
So it just absolutely tears apart your building.
How many units have you got closed?
40 right now.
40 right now.
So you need 60. Oh, wait.
And you're asking for 870? What are you asking for?
490.
What are you asking to set the value at?
Well, I mean, if we could just do the purchase price, which was 870 and 05.
I'm going to make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to reduce this property, and I need a number on that.
The partial last four digits is 030. Period 003.
And that value, Dan?
The purchase price.
What was that?
870?
870.
That's what I thought you, that's what I wrote down.
Per recommendation?
No.
No.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Motion has been made and seconded that the valuation of parcel number 030.003 be lowered to $870,000. Is there discussion, gentlemen?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. You will receive written notification of this in the mail within the next, I think, 5 days or so. So that would be confirmed to you. We are certainly hopeful that that's the case.
I would much rather pay the taxes and have the money coming in.
Thank you.
I hate to say this, but we're a minute ahead of schedule.
Don't
say it.
Don't hate.
Don't want to jinx us, right? Is the next Mossman? And if everybody will get that up on their screens. Hello, folks.
Hi.
We have your information in the computers and on the screen.
Yeah, we picked up the wrong file.
I'm sorry.
Read this.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Frankly, we
might be able to hand something to you if you want to look
this
at it.
Fine.
That's
fine.
Fine? Okay.
We were kind of surprised at the increase in the assessed valuation, particularly in this market today. The way I figured it was 37.5%. That's quite a bit. In our building, there was a foreclosure in River Bend, but our building wasn't affected on that. There was a unit that was foreclosed on, which has been on the market for at least 2 years, maybe three, at $219,000, and it hasn't sold at all. there was another unit next to where we live that was traded, and I have no idea how that the price on that came out. But it just seemed to me like it was sort of excessive amount of increase in taxes in this market, and that's why we're here to discuss.
Mr. Mossman?
Yes, sir.
I hate to interrupt, but are you declaring fair market value to be $300,000 as written down here?
In that area, yeah.
I'll make a motion to move the value of that condo to $300,000.
I'll so move that.
The motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded as per recommendation of the county assessor to reduce property number 0093 to $300,000. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Thank you, folks, for coming in. You will receive notification of that in just the next few days.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, it was per the assessor's recommendation.
Ron, you've got 13 minutes. We could get to 2 o'clock, and that way you might never miss anything from there.
Yeah, Ron, hurry up.
Who's these folks?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. That's very inconsiderate and polite of me.
No, he's all right.
Sounded pretty normal to me.
I need to go back and do those two Wendy's in here. That could take me 10, 15. No. Let's see.
I'm going to have to apologize. I don't have.
This is right.
Are the crews here?
Yes. This is the property right next to it. Is that right?
No, we're above it.
They live in the second level of your home?
It's a fourth level of a...
But you're the ones that have the money in there.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're here because we don't have it.
Sir?
Here, we got a microphone. I got you.
Okay. What?
We got. If you'd like to sit there, I'll just bring that microphone back to you.
No, he doesn't need that.
I'm
going
right here.
Okay.
All right. But we appreciate it anyway.
Now, these rip on the bluff there, James.
Up at the junior high, right?
Yeah.
Behind Acres.
Yeah, so...
Acres Arnie's insurance.
What's his name? I had the building.
Yeah. Is there anything different about your... Do you have a loft on that upper floor?
Yes, it does have a loft, but... we're doing the very same thing that they did. We just are...
Now, they didn't have a loft, right?
No, they don't have a loft.
I'd make a recommendation to take the value of this condo to the... I have to hedge it. I have to have $330,000 recommendation on this.
All right.
Well,
you're really going to be ahead of your schedule. Well, I love it.
This is... The assessor has made a recommendation. Now, let's the board talk about that. Lower 2-3... Your recommendation was 330?
Yes, sir.
How big a loft is it?
It's 2 rooms and a bath.
So is that a couple hundred square foot?
It's the same square footage, same base as the folks downstairs with just the loft.
Looks like 800 square foot.
Well, downstairs, but the loft is smaller than the, yeah.
Right. What's the square foot of the loft?
Do you have any idea what the loft square footage is?
Any idea? I can tell you.
Thank you.
The only thing we have is up above is a bathroom. Yeah.
And too small, very
it's too small. Yeah.
Right, it's a little, you're actually looking at 700 foot upstairs.
Yeah.
You just go up the stairs to that loft area.
Also, it's open.
Motion to do the $330,000 is recommended by the assessor.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and accepted, made and seconded. To establish the value of property number 0094 to $330,000 as recommended by the assessor. Discussion, gentlemen.
I was hoping the 320, I'll just tell you that, just because that's because the loft is, but 330.
Discussion, if you want to talk about it.
Well, I mean,
if you look at
but your square footage, price per square footage for the loft is, I think you're pricing at $42 a foot.
Yeah.
That's a fair price for a loft area. So
yeah.
I really, what I want versus what makes.
Was you feeling nice this afternoon?
I was.
Is that what it was?
I was. I was feeling nice.
Very
today.
Unusual for him to take a nice pill.
Yeah. It's Friday afternoon, so.
I'm liking this kind.
It wears off at 3:30, so.
After break.
I'm good.
Again, the motion has been made and seconded as per assessor's recommendation to lower the value of BOE parcel 0094 to $330,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
It's right after lunch.
You got the right time slot, I'm telling you.
You should have caught us when we were awake.
11:30, we were pretty grumpy.
Thank you, folks, for coming in.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. That I can take my 2 o'clock then and feel pretty good about it, right?
Yeah, I'm sending out for.
What's at 2:15? Let's call them. We got 8 minutes. We're on a roll.
Use me, huh? Is that a telephone call?
I don't know.
Is
it an appearance?
How about 2:30?
Well, didn't we have a phone a guy?
Didn't we have that other guy? We can get him in, half him, or
that was waiting on our phone call.
Use it. We moved him to 3:45.
Let's see if you can get him though.
We got 8 minutes.
Pretzels.
Hey, I'm sending out for the slush deal like we had before. You guys will want to make a list.
Need some money?
No, I'm getting him today. It's Ron's birthday Sunday, and I'm just going to treat him to a slush.
Well, then I might have one.
All right, what's the orders? James.
Except I won't be here to drink it. He knows that. That's why he's
doing. Do you want anything?
This comes out of the slush fund.
Yeah. But
Danny's slush fund. That was Jeff's joke, I think. That wasn't mine. What do you want, Donna?
Jeff snuck that in, huh?
Grape.
Koski.
Cherry limeade over here. Yonder.
What did we do with Koski? I didn't get them written down. Koski. Second page. Lower last one.
You always have the apple.
I don't see no Koski.
That was a 1,000.
It's for waiting.
So it's a hold also?
He's the old man in New Mexico.
Oh, gosh, our friend. Okay.
Nathan, you want a lime slush?
Absolutely.
James, you're not going to have a slush.
When it says times two, that means two of those, by the way, Danny.
Okay.
Ron, what do you want?
Times three.
Times three.
This is.
Can you buy your love?
For the board.
Yeah. You want a lime?
Times
four.
You know what? You guys are really fixing to get interesting.
Why?
You had an appraisal up here in Emery Creek for the same square footage of house at 203. This guy says 151 on the same size house. So now, figure it out.
That's another one coming, you mean?
Yeah, that's another one.
I'll cancel this.
I think I got a phone call at 2:15.
Nicky, you listening in? Come on down.
They were delighted when they left our left their place.
I don't know who it is. But
you want to recess until 2:15 since we're waiting for an in-person? Ron's got to hit the phone call anyway. Nathan can resume if he's not back.
Let's stay in a recess till 2:15, gentlemen.